Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, baby. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Nope, don't like that. Don't like that. Only because for a second, I'm like, what a break. What a break. Welcome in, folks. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. How you doing, America? I have to tell you, I come in here on the daily. And one of the first things that I do is I look through the text messages on the Hub City Spartanburger text line at 844-326-3663, which you can text anytime, day or night. The first thing I do is I look through the Hub City Spartanburger text line to see, you know, I listen to about an hour of Wire to Wire every afternoon, but I don't get to listen to the whole thing. So I look through to see, all right, what were the fellas? What were Kerosene and Cole Bryan talking about yesterday? What was the raging topic of the show yesterday? Because, you know, sometimes I go, ooh, I like that. I'm stealing it. Or sometimes I go, ooh, that's a hot take. I'd like to address that.
It's not stealing. It's also commenting on it.
That's it. That's it. Whatever it is, I go, maybe there's some content from their show that it should be addressed on our show.
You just like making it on their promos.
I also like making it on their promos. Makes me feel like I'm doing something good when I am recognized by those two titans of broadcasting.
It's a good word for them.
So, yesterday, obviously, they were discussing the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson weird interview that we talked about earlier this week. And someone sent a text in the midst of their show where, and I guess they must have been asking, like, why is Bill Belichick dating a smoking hot 24-year-old girl while in his 70s?
Yeah, I'm sure they asked that question verbatim. I mean, because that's a question that needs to be asked. I wasn't trying to imply that you were implying that they... No. They absolutely asked that question.
In the context of the responses that were coming in on the text line, that appears to be the question that was talked about or was proposed by someone. And the very last text of the day came in and said, have we considered the effects it has on recruiting? 18-year-old kids are seeing old Bill catching Marlins out here, and they're looking for some tush, too. The suggestion that my man Bill...
Wait, catching Marlins? Are you sure you didn't text that in there? I mean...
Yes, I have never referred to dating a hot chick as... catching Marlins.
That sounds like
I like it. It is absolutely something I would say.
Yeah, that's if I saw that written down, I would think that you were the one who wrote it. Because it has a Florida vibe to it.
Because not
everybody catches I'm not sure what a Marlin looks like. Is it like a swordfish?
Kinda.
So maybe I do have a vision in my mind. It's something that's really hard to catch, too?
It is. Marlin are enormous. They're huge, huge fish. Blue marlin, white marlin. Blue marlin, the bigger ones. White marlin, the smaller ones. They're prize fish. They're enormous fish. If you get into a fight with a blue marlin, that is a fight you are committing 5, 6, 7 hours to land that fish. It is a, if you land a blue marlin that is recognizably large, it's a highlight reel. It is maybe the best thing you'll ever do as an angler. So it's an absolutely perfect catchphrase because it's literally a trophy fish. It is a fish that you take the pictures of, you have it stuffed, you hang it on the wall. No, honey, I don't care if you don't want an 8.5 foot long blue marlin hung on our living room wall. This is the greatest thing I'll ever do with my life. It's getting hung.
All right, so I know I'm doing that thing, but is that a reference the kids are using today, or is that just specific to a certain audience that would get that? Because I don't think everyone gets that. I mean, in the context, I suppose, you can figure it out. Not everybody's that smart, though, so.
No, I don't think it's, like, popular vernacular.
Okay, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't think it's like.
So if I went to the mall and bust that out, I mean, I wouldn't get, like, high fives and daps and stuff.
No,
right?
I think much like you did. The implication is there, like the understanding of what that means. I may not know specifically what it means, but I think if somebody goes, "Oh, Bill landed a marlin, didn't he?" You'd be like, "Oh, okay, I get it. I get what that phrase means. I understand what that phrase means." And if that, if that phrase went over your head, and you're going, "I don't really know what that means." But you figured out the context. I would like to play you a clip very quickly. From a baseball game. This is Kansas City Royals play-by-play man Rex Hudler. They were doing a Royals game. I'm not sure if it was last night or a couple nights ago, but there was a full moon. And
wow, that couldn't have happened any more perfect than you say full moon and your light went out.
There was a full moon and old Rexy baby and his color guy found themselves having a conversation about it, and this happened. And I forgot to change the button again. Hold, please. I'll get it worked out. Here we go, and this happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so mean.
It's not mean.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You
no,
and I would never no. have a conversation like that.
Lonzo, I am going to warn you now. You ever call the moon a planet and the Rob's really a nice guy vibe goes away immediately.
It's more of a satellite than it is a planet.
It is by definition a satellite. Yeah, that is the actual term for it. It is a satellite. You know what it's not?
I'm not a smart man.
You know what it's not? A planet. And I'm going to say, I feel like we need to get to a point where we have like baseline expectations of intelligence. Like just baseline.
All right. Who is the color guy? Is he a former player?
Does it matter?
Well, it does, kind of.
No, it doesn't.
Because players are coddled to a degree, and there is a stereotype that they don't really have to go to classes that everybody else has to go to. And this would
probably. What? Kindergarten?
No, I don't.
The moon is a planet, is covered in first grade.
No, it's not. It's not. I can tell you that firsthand. It's not.
Maybe it's not in Ohio.
No. I just happen to have firsthand knowledge of a first grader.
Does your first grader call her right now and be like, "Hey, baby. What do you think the moon is?"
Yeah, I don't know.
This may give you a hint. This might give you a hint, but its name is the moon. The moon's name is the moon. That's what we call it. It's called the moon. There are moons everywhere. This one is the moon. This man said the moon, which is called the moon, is a planet. We don't call it the planet. It's a full planet tonight.
I think it's called the moon because it's the first moon that we discovered. And then we find out that other planets actually have moons.
Correct.
So.
Moon. And it's called a moon. That has nothing else to do with it. It is just the moon. And this man went, oh, yes, the moon. What a lovely planet the moon is.
Don't do that.
What a beautiful planet the moon is. It is not what the moon is not a satellite. It's not a planet, but closer to a planet than a satellite. No, no, Tracy, I love you. Thanks for being here. You're amazing. Every word of that is wrong. Every word, by definition, it is a satellite.
All right,
by definition.
Yes, the moon is a natural satellite of Earth, according to Google. So it's got to be true. I've always heard it's a satellite.
There's a reason for that, Lonzo. The reason you've always heard it's a satellite is because it is. That's what it is.
But by the way, listen to the song "New Moon" on Monday by Duran Duran. They call it a lonely satellite. I'm just saying.
Again,
you know, if Duran Duran says it, it must be true.
If your only knowledge of the moon came from a Duran Duran song, you are still more knowledgeable about the moon than this guy is. What are we doing here? Like, I got to tell you, it's not often, but there are some days where I'm like, maybe we should bring back bullying a little bit. Right, like not like wholesale bullying, not like bullying people because of like
because bullying has completely gone away. There's no bullying anywhere.
Maybe we should be like a little pro bullying, not like a lot pro bullying, but like a little pro bull. Like maybe it should be one of those things where somebody goes, "They're bullying me," and you go, "Okay, what about?" And if the guy goes, "Well, because I called the moon a planet," we got to go, "Dude, you kind of asked for it a little bit." You kind of asked for that one a little bit. What with the whole, it's not that, right? That's not what that is. You're just empirically wrong about a thing whose name tells you what it is.
And you know, I'm guessing, I don't know this for sure, but when we first put satellites up into orbit, it's because the moon is a satellite of the Earth and it orbits the Earth. So it makes sense that a satellite that you put into space would probably do the same thing.
The definition.
But is the Earth a satellite of the sun?
Technically speaking, it is. It operates as a satellite, but the definition of a satellite in a scientific sense is a celestial body orbiting another planet. We technically are a satellite to the sun, but are not a satellite ourselves, despite the fact that we perform the function of a satellite. But the definition of a satellite is utilized as orbiting another planet.
See, I mentioned that because I knew that's what Tracy was thinking on the stream, thinking about, you know, the satellites that we send up in space.
Right.
But that idea came from looking at the moon and realizing what the moon does and then understanding how the atmosphere and orbits and all that kind of stuff works.
The moon is a satellite. The moon is a moon.
That's no moon.
It's a moon. It's definitionally a satellite. It is a moon. And my man straight up with his whole chest said, what a beautiful planet. I got to tell you, old color guy in that was way nicer than I would have been in that situation. Way nicer than I would have been. He's like, well, it's a moon. And the guy's like, oh, I've always thought it was a planet. Well, then you need to go back to, I don't know, third grade or so?
I try not to be overly critical of Kansas City Royals stuff, but that's just me.
This has nothing to do with the team. That guy could have been the New Orleans Saints play-by-play guy, and I still would have been like, yep, you asked for this one, pal. You asked for this one. Basic general stuff here.
Are you going to go into like three segments about how bad the American educational system is or something? You know, sometimes just if you don't think about it, chances are dude was probably taught that because as you said, it is taught in school, but I don't think as early as you say.
Dude was never taught that the moon's a planet.
Just because
it's never happened.
Just because you're taught something. No, I'm talking about he was taught it was a satellite and he just forgot and thought it was a planet. It's because you're taught something doesn't mean you're listening or actually grasping what's being taught to you.
Then it's not the American education system's fault.
He might have been thinking about baseball.
I think there's a lot about the American education system that we should be cleaning up. I think that the current ideas floating around about it are way too extreme. All right. You wanna open some worms? Let's open some worms.
Yeah, I was just kidding. We don't need to do that.
But there is not a science teacher anywhere that has gone, it's a full planet tonight. Do you know why? Because it's called the moon. All right. I don't even know. Like, I don't know why that got under my crawl. I heard that clip this morning, and I'm like, well, there's somewhere in the show for this. You know what else there's space in the show for? Last night's two NBA games. One game six ends a series. One game six forces a game seven. We're going to talk about how it was the Clippers survived and how the Knicks moved on. I got that coming up for you later on in the show. Four games across Lord Stanley's Cup playoffs last night. Three of them end in a game six. One team, Colorado, able to force a game seven. We'll talk some hockey later on in the radio program. I had a conversation earlier this week with a buddy of mine who's a big, big baseball guy. And we were having a discussion about the Savannah Bananas because this individual, I will just say, is connected to the local sports scene. And, you know, with very rare exception, one of the primary goals of local small professional sports teams is to get people to come out to games, buy tickets, come out to games, get involved, right? You want people, when someone buys a ticket and they go to a game, they want a full arena. They want a full stadium. And this individual said, I do not understand why it is that local professional teams regularly find themselves fighting for attendance, and the Savannah Bananas were able to put 70,000 people into Death Valley, into Clemson Memorial Stadium for a one-off, not baseball game that included a left field wall that was 18 feet behind third base. How in the world are local teams across America fighting for their existence, but the Savannah Bananas are filling up NFL stadiums? They got a game coming up in Charlotte in a couple of weeks at BOA, not at where the Knights play up there, at Bank of America. And they will have more people in the bank than the Carolina Panthers have had in the bank in like 6 or 7 years. And this guy was very frustrated by the fact that the Bananas filled up Clemson. They're filling up the bank. They're filling up arenas while local teams are fighting to survive. And I actually had an answer for him. I had an answer, and we can get all into the, oh, well, it's all about the fan-first experience and all that. But that ain't it. That ain't the real answer. I'm going to tell you what it is when we come back. I am Rob Brown. He is Lonzo. You are listening to The Rob Brown Show. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It's the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is the Fan of State. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. If you want to be a part of the show, the Hub City Spartanburger text line is open. 844-326-3663. 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. You can use that number to text the show. You can use that number to call the show. If you want to come at us in that direction, you can tweet me at the Rob Brown Show, tweet Lonzo at Lonzo One Word, tweet everybody at the Fan Upstate. So, earlier this week, I had the opportunity to sit down and have lunch with a friend of mine who is involved in the local professional sports scene. And we were having a conversation because some of the folks in the area will ask me, you know, hey, what are folks talking about? What are folks involved in? What do folks get intrigued by on the show? I am an asset to them the way that those local teams are an asset to me, providing content, et cetera, et cetera. So he said, what are folks talking about? Because local sports teams, like any other organization, want to do whatever they can do that get people interested and wanting to buy tickets and come out to games and be involved with the local teams and basically find a way to get us as potential fans interested enough to get involved. And so we were going through this conversation and he said, Rob Brown, can I tell you what I do not understand? He said, I do not understand how it is that there are local sports teams that put on dozens of games a year, local sports teams that do their best to make sure that their games are entertaining, that their games are engaging, that they are putting out, he wasn't quite as wordy as I'm being right now, but this was the gist of the take, that try to make their games compelling so that when you buy a ticket and you come out, whether the team wins or loses, you go, well, that was a good time. That was fun. I'll come back and do this again. And he said, I'm kind of frustrated right now. And I said, why is that? And he said, because I had multiple staff members who went down to Clemson to watch the Savannah Bananas play. And we did so because we were looking to find out what it is that this team is doing well. He said, this is a team that plays around the Southeast, that plays out of Savannah, Georgia, but they crammed 70,000 people into Death Valley, into Clemson. They played a baseball game on a football field. And in playing on the football field, the left field wall was 10 feet behind third base. A routine pop fly was a home run in this game. And we have a hard time getting a few thousand people to show up for our games when we go out of our way to make our games as compelling and entertaining and interesting as we possibly can. This team is selling out football stadiums to play short baseball games, right? The whole concept of banana ball is it is fast-paced. It is not traditional by any stretch of the imagination. It is, let's get in and out of there in, 2 hours, whatever. He said, we try to make our games as compelling, as interesting as we possibly can. And we, we got to go out there and fight to get a few thousand people in the stands This team is selling out Death Valley. This team is selling out Bank of America Stadium. They're playing in Charlotte at the bank. I've got a buddy up in Charlotte who got in on the Bananas lottery because they have to do a lottery so that they can fairly distribute tickets to play in an NFL stadium. He said, I don't understand it. I said, I actually have an answer for you. I have an answer for you, and you're not going to like it, but there is an answer. When the Bananas were playing at Clemson, it was broadcast, I think, on one of the ESPN offshoots.
Yeah, I think it might have been two. It could have been you, but I do remember scanning through and seeing that. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I think it was on two. And so I said, I can tell you exactly what the Bananas have done, and you're not going to like it. But I can tell you what they've done. Because while that game was on, there was also on another channel a Clemson baseball game that was taking place. A very important Clemson baseball game. And I was sitting on the couch with the lady friend. And I was watching the Clemson baseball game. And she was on her phone, scrolling the gram or whatever she was doing. And when Clemson went to a break, I had forgotten that the Bananas were playing at Clemson that day. So during a break in the Clemson baseball game, I flipped over to the Bananas game. Like, let me check in on the Nanners. Let me see what they're doing. And I put it on. I didn't say anything to the wife because I didn't want to interrupt whatever she was doing. So I just put it on. And at some point, she broke away from the phone and she looked up. And here are the Bananas in their all yellow unis, taking on the Party Animals in their sleeveless, black, splattered in spray paint, graffiti-themed jerseys. And the guy on the hill for the Bananas, who looked remarkably like Jameis Winston, hilariously, he would throw a pitch. And then the catcher would catch it, throw it back to the pitcher, and it would be like, pitch, back to the pitcher. Pitch, back to the pitcher. Pitch, back to the pitcher. It was that tempo. It was just throw a pitch, get the ball back, throw a pitch. There was no setting up, reading the signs, nodding yes and no, looking over at the base. It was just get the ball and throw another pitch. Whenever a fly ball would go out to the outfield, there is a rule. And I'm going to be honest with you. I still don't know what it is, but there's a rule where you get some sort of credit if you do a trick play catch. So I got outfielders that are doing backflips to catch fly balls. I got an outfielder at one point, and the ball comes down. He punches the ball out of the air with his glove, takes off his hat, and catches it in his hat. It was stuff you've never seen on a baseball field, and of course you wouldn't. That's not baseball, but it was baseball for her. To the fact that as I was flipping around between NBA playoff games, NHL playoff games, college baseball games, we had the Bananas on for like 5-6 minutes, one inning. And the wife, who likes baseball, but there were multiple baseball games on my TV at that point. That was the first time in a while that when I changed the channel, she went, can you put that back on? And I said, why? And she goes, I don't know. I was entertained by it. That's it. It's real simple. I said the reason to my buddy in the local sports scene. I said, the reason why is you guys are obligated to play the sport. And you have to build your entertainment around the sport. So if I come to one of your games, as a fan of your sport, and I am keeping it nondescript. But if I come to one of your games as a fan of your sport, do you know what happens? I am entertained by the athletes on your roster playing your sport because I love your sport. But if I was to bring somebody to your game who is not a fan of your sport, they may be entertained by the cheerleaders. They may be entertained by the intermission games that you have fans play during breaks. They may be entertained by the video packages you roll. But what they're not necessarily like over the moon entertained by, they may be engaged, they may watch it, but what they're not losing their mind over is your game. The Bananas don't have to do that. This isn't something that can be replicated by a real sports team, right? This is a circus. You can't replicate what they do.
It's an event. It's something. But is this just because it's so rare that it's coming to your town, like when the circus comes to town?
And that was his thought. He said, "Is it set up and does it succeed because everybody wants to go and you have so few opportunities?" And I said, I mean, yes, that's something to do with it, but it's not that it's hard to get a ticket. It's why it's hard to get a ticket. You know why it's hard to get a ticket? Let me give you another example. I've got a dear friend of mine that lives up in Charlotte. The drummer in my band lives up in Charlotte. He is not a sports fan at all. He does not care. He likes soccer and that's really it, but he's not a sports guy. His wife is not a sports person at all. In fact, actively dislikes sports, right? But the Bananas put on a product that is not sports. It's sports adjacent. They play kind of baseball. It's sports adjacent. And she has texted me and been like, "Rob Brown, do you have an inside to Banana tickets? I want to go see a game," right? My wife, when she was watching the Bananas game, to get her to come to a baseball game, a drive game, a Spartan Burgers game, whatever, I have to plan it out. I got to go, "Hey, next Thursday, we're going to go to a game," so she can base her schedule around it. She watched one inning of Banana Ball. She's like, "Hey, can we get tickets to go see them play in Charlotte? Are they playing anywhere else close that we can go see them?" What they have done is created an environment where people who don't love their game feel like they can be entertained as well. It's not something that a local professional sports team can do. You can do all the goofy intermission fun in the middle games that you want, but you can't replicate it. They have created something where the entertainment value is not in hitting, catching, throwing, running. It's not in baseball. It's a circus. And I'm not saying this in a disparaging way, because I watched it too. And I got to tell you, I was pretty entertained. Was it goofy? Yeah. Was it silly? Yeah. Is it something I'd go out of my way for? Probably not. But she was entertained, and now she wants to go see them play. We have baseball 10 minutes from my house. We can go any night of the week. She's like, "Can we drive to Charlotte to watch a game?" That's why they're successful. And they deserve credit for it. But I would never watch it and go, "I love baseball. I'm watching bad." No, I'm not. I'm watching a circus. And that's cool. All right, let's take a break. Back after this, the Rob Brown Show is on the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to be very clear. I was thoroughly entertained by the bananas game. But I was entertained the way I'm entertained by, say, a Harlem Globetrotters game, right? The Globetrotters come here to the Well once a year. I will go every time they come to the Well. If I haven't seen them in a while and there is a Globetrotters game on TV, I may turn it on and watch it for a few minutes. But at the same time, I'm not going to watch it and say, oh, this is basketball, right? Like, I'm not going to watch it and go, I'm going to follow this team. I'm going to dedicate any length of time to this team. Is it something that seems like it'd be fun every now and then? Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Without a doubt. The reason the Savannah Bananas have been successful is very simple. Texter said during the break, I've been watching the Bananas on YouTube with my kids. They love it. Right. It is a baseball-adjacent product, and this is not disparaging, just so we're clear. I am not busting up the Bananas. I think they've put together a very interesting, compelling product that will entertain me once or twice a year when I come across it. It'll be a nice little break from regular baseball. I'm not going out of my way to follow this team. They're propping up a league, a six-team league, a banana ball league. Do I think there's ever going to be a point where I'm going to be putting banana ball league scores into the Sports Flash for Lonzo to read? No. Do I ever think there's going to be a time where I come in here like I'm about to do with the NBA and NHL playoffs and give you updates on the banana ball league playoff race? No, probably not. Is there ever going to be a point that I come in here and go, my goodness, the left fielder from the Bananas or the Party Animals or the Firemen or the Texas Tailgaters, that they're two RBIs away from setting a Banana Ball League RBI record. My gosh, we need to celebrate this. No, probably not.
Is this a detriment to the actual game, though? Because the people go there and they're very entertained, and then they go try to watch an actual MLB game and they're bored. Doesn't that hurt the MLB product?
No, I don't think it does. And the example that I used was, very dear friend of mine lives up in Charlotte. Drummer in my band lives up in Charlotte now. His wife, not just not a sports person, an anti-sports person, actively dislikes sports, thinks it's a total waste of time and money. In that group of people who's like, we should take every dollar out of sports and put it towards, you know, insert good of the country purpose and drive here. Sure, fine. Like, that's your perspective, and that's great. She wants to go see a banana ball game. She texted me multiple weeks ago when they announced they were going to be playing games, when they did their draft of cities and stadiums, and they announced that they would be playing a game in both Clemson and in Charlotte at Bank of America. She texted me, and she's like, Rob Brown, this is out of the norm for me, but do you have any inside access to tickets? I want to go see the Banana Balls. I want to go see the Savannah Bananas. And I said, I don't. And one of the reasons I don't is the Bananas, and this is impressive, the Bananas treat everybody equally, right? Like there's no, if you want to sit down behind the plate, you got to be super rich. Nope, you just got to win the lottery. All the tickets are the same price. They're all the same price. If you want a ticket, you got to win the lottery. You're not special because you have more money than me, which is not true of any other sport. I was looking up tickets to go see the Braves Dodgers on Sunday night. I'm like, hey, maybe I'll be tired Monday morning, but I'll go to Atlanta and watch the Braves Dodgers game. I'll be home by like 1. I'll get a couple hours of sleep. But I want to see the Dodgers play, right? And do it against my Braves. Or maybe I'll go over Sunday night or Saturday night and watch the Braves Dodgers game. I looked up tickets. If you want to spend less than like $90 a ticket, you're sitting in the nosebleeds. The nosebleeds at Truist are like way the hell up there, right? Not at the Bananas. You want in? You got to win the lottery. That's kind of it. So when I turned on that game on whatever day it was, last weekend, Sunday or Saturday or whatever day it was, when I turned on that game, And again, the wife, who she likes baseball, but it's not like, it's not like I'm going to go home and be like, hey, babe, there's a game in an hour downtown. You want to go to a baseball game? It's like sometimes she'll say yes, more often than not, no. But if I want to make a baseball game our date night for the week, I got to plan it out. Hey, this is, it's my turn to pick a date night. We're going to a Drive game. We're going to a Spartanburgers game. Hey, babe, I want to go over to Atlanta for a Braves game this weekend. Well, you better put that on the books a few weeks out so I can plan around it, right? She watched 5 minutes of a banana ball game, and she's like, can we go to Charlotte? Can we make this happen? Do I think it is bad for the sport of baseball? No, I really don't. I really don't. In fact, quite the opposite. I actually think it's good for baseball. I think it's good for baseball because someone like my friend's wife up in Charlotte, who's not a sports person, but wants to go watch the Bananas play, that may be the end to change her mind on baseball. And if it doesn't, so what? Baseball didn't lose anybody, right? I don't think people can be lost. I don't think anybody who is willing to watch Major League Baseball, who makes even one baseball game a week a part of their schedule, is going to watch a banana ball game and go, oh, well, now regular baseball seems too boring. I think you watch it as a break. Just like I don't think the Harlem Globetrotters are bad for basketball. Quite the opposite. I think you're going to get people into the arena who would otherwise maybe have no interest in baseball. And they see that and they go, you know what? I'm going to try baseball again. And if baseball does a good job of making the sport accessible, if baseball does a good job, as they have done the last couple of years, of finding ways to make it not banana ball circus entertaining, but make it to where a game is at 3.5 hours. They've gotten the games down to, on average, about 2 hours and 32 minutes. So it's not a you got to spend a full day at a ballpark. Now it's a you can go to a ballpark. You go over to the Battery in Atlanta where the Braves play around Truist Park. I now get my wife to say yes to a baseball game in Atlanta. Like, hey, babe, let's get your friend to come over and let the dog out. Let's go over to the ATL for a day game. And she'll say, yeah, why? Because we can go to the Battery. And there's bars and there's restaurants and there's shopping and there's music and there's entertainment. And then the game's only 2.5 hours. And then you're back at the Battery for another couple of, you know, close out drinks before you head back to the crib or whatever. They've built up an entire community of like apartments and hotels that you can rent around it. Right there at the park. Baseball went out of their way to make this compelling and to provide entertainment without impacting the game itself. So my buddy's wife from Charlotte, who watched a banana ball game, and she goes, you know what? That was actually kind of fun. And I don't feel like I wasted an entire day. I'd be willing to maybe try a Braves game. Well, what do I get to do with her and her husband now? The wife and I take her to Atlanta. And we go spend two, 3 hours at the Battery before the game. And she gets the music and the drinking and the dancing and the entertainment and yada, yada, yada. And then we go to a game. The game's only 2.5 hours. They do as much entertainment as you can get away with in a Major League Baseball game. And then when it's over, we go right back outside and we're right back into the drinking and the dancing and the music and the entertainment. This is her gateway drug. This is the door opened for someone like her who in no other world would we say, hey, let's double date to a Braves game, and she says yes. It's baseball. I don't care. Now she's got an interest. She went out of her way, according to my buddy. She went out of her way to watch the banana ball game when it was on TV the other day because she heard so much about it. She went out of her way. Now she looks and maybe she goes, you know what? Maybe I'll give baseball a try. Maybe I've had this negative judgment of baseball, and it's been invalid. And again, she may go and she goes, nope, I was right. This is boring as hell. I'm out. Or maybe she goes, and with all the outside around baseball, she goes, actually, it's kind of fun. Actually, this is enjoyable. I don't think it's bad for baseball. I think it is the door opening to get people who would otherwise not be interested in the sport to feel like they've been entertained. No, regular professional sports can't do this. I can't go to a Spartanburgers game and have their outfielder punching the ball up in the air and then doing a backflip to catch it on the way down. Why? Because that guy's trying to earn his way to the show. The guys on the roster for the Bananas, they're not trying to earn their way to Major League Baseball. This is what they do. They're entertainers. And they do a good job of it. So they can go out there and goof off and have fun. And if they drop a ball in the outfield trying to do a backflip and catch it, they're not getting sent down. They're not getting sent down to minor league ball and watching their paycheck take a nosedive, right? They are paid to do that. So I don't think it is replicable by anybody else. I don't think the local teams can adopt Banana Ball. Now, what I did tell my buddy is you can't replicate the game. And at the end of the day, the game is what gets those probably out of the 60-some-odd thousand that went to Clemson to watch them play. The game is what got a huge chunk of them into the arena. But do you know what you can do? What you can do is take off the damn suit and tie, stop showing up and talking about profits and revenue and expenses and income and ticket sales and all that. Stop talking about that like your fans give a damn. We don't. You know who's going through it right now? We've talked about this. WWE. Lonzo and I are wrestling guys. Everything comes back to wrestling. Ticket sales are down for WWE right now. They're not bad. They're still selling out arenas. WrestleMania had 60,000 people in a football stadium for two nights in a row. But ticket sales are down. That's why they called in Dwayne a few weeks ago, because ticket sales are down. And they're going out and they're sending out their big-time talking heads on radio shows, and they're like, well, we're reaching all-time revenue goals. All right. Do you understand how much I don't care about that? Do you understand how nothing burger that is for me? Do you understand that that does nothing for me? You know what does it for me? Two things. Number one, am I entertained? And number two, can I afford a ticket without feeling like I got to take out a damn loan to go get it? That's all we care about. And the Bananas addressed those two things. We're going to entertain you in-game, and we're not going to make you feel like you have to mortgage your home to be able to afford to come here. I'm looking at putting a Braves trip together for either Saturday night or Sunday with the boys. A couple of fellas want to go over and watch Braves Dodgers, right? And we're talking about buying tickets. You understand if I go to that game, I'm going to be out $400 to $500, right? When I include the gas to get there, the $40-plus dollars to park, the $70 for a ticket to sit in the middle of the stadium in the outfield, the food, the drinks, the whatever. I'm going to be out $400 to $500 to go to that game, and I have to accept that. I either have to say, that's worth it for a full day of entertainment to watch Shohei Ohtani play, or I have to go, not just watch from home, I'm just going to watch from the crib. The Bananas go, hey, tickets are $25. I bought tickets to go see Monday Night Raw in a couple of weeks, May 19th, because it's worth it to me. And I'm very rich, so it's worth it to me. You know what I paid for an obstructed view ticket? Because me and the boys, we like to sit out of the way. We don't want to sit in the prime seats. We like to sit out of the way because we're going to go and we're going to knock back a bunch of beers and we're going to be loud and cheer for Joe Hendry and whatever. And we don't want to like ruin anybody else's good time. So we sit out of the way. We sit equal to the side of the Titantron, right? Like we can't see what's on the Tron. We paid $89 per ticket to go to that. So if your whole family wanted to go, could you throw after fees through the second party market? Could you throw $110 a ticket to bring everybody in your family to that show?
No.
Yeah, I bought me a ticket. I ain't got two or three kids. Do you know what would fix that for them? Lower the ticket prices. But they're not gonna. The reality of all of this is the Bananas figured out, keep the ticket prices down, be entertaining. That's all you got to do. And this is what I told my buddy. Take off the suit and tie and stop worrying about your ticket revenue and start worrying about, if I was a fan sitting in this seat, how would I be entertained? Because that's all we care about. I will spend $89 a ticket if I feel like I am getting 3 or 4 or 5 hours of great entertainment. If I leave that event and go, gosh darn, that was fun, then that's worth it for me. But if I'm just going, oh, I'm just going to watch a game, and that's it, that's the best selling point you got, is a game, and ain't worth it anymore. Stop thinking with your suit and tie. Put on a pair of joggers and a t-shirt and ask yourself, how can I make this more entertaining for a guy in section 121, row J, seat 3, not the guy who deposits the checks at the end of the night? It's not that hard to figure out. You know what else isn't hard to do? To sit back and listen to the dulcet tones of Lonzo's Sports Flash.
I'll see if I can make it through this without coughing. The New York Knicks are moving on to round two after a 116-113 win over the Pistons. Jalen Brunson dropped 50, and Mikal Bridges had 25, while Karl-Anthony Towns grabbed 15 boards. New York had only 6 points off the bench, but it was enough. The Knicks faced Boston in round two. Los Angeles Clippers have tied their series with Denver to force a game seven with a 111-105 win last night. James Harden had 28 and 8 assists. Kawhi Leonard had 27 and 10 boards, and Norman Powell had 24. The elimination game is tomorrow night. The Toronto Maple Leafs eliminated the Ottawa Senators with a 4-2 win in Game 6 last night. William Nylander scored twice in Toronto. Las Vegas bounced Minnesota from the playoffs with a 3-2 win. The Colorado Avalanche forced a Game 7 with a 7-4 win over Dallas, and the Oilers finished the Kings with a 6-4 win in Game 6. Hour number two of the Rob Brown Show coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.